With SRN News, I'm John Scott. 4 days from the Alaska summit, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has categorically rejected any deal with Moscow that could involve ceding land. That's after President Trump suggested such a concession would be beneficial to both sides ahead of his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russia is now occupying about a fifth of Ukraine and appears close to capturing a key city in the Donetsk region, potentially to use as leverage in any peace negotiations. The U.S. trade deadline with China gets another reprieve.
President Trump extended a trade truce with China for another 90 days. The move once again delays a dangerous showdown between the world's two biggest economies. Asked by reporters about the deadline earlier on Monday.
They have tremendous tariffs that they're paying to the United States of America, and we'll see what happens. They've been dealing quite nicely. The relationship is very good with President Xi and myself.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Two people have died after Monday's explosion and fire at a Pennsylvania steel plant. Correspondent Jennifer King has the update.
The county police department says five people were hospitalized in critical but stable condition Monday night, and five others had been treated and released. Rumbling and explosions at the plant rocked the community and sent black smoke spiraling into the air. The county health department has lifted an air quality advisory. U.S. Steel's Kurt Barshik says there will be a full investigation.
We had an explosion at the 1314 battery, but the extent of the damage is not known because all of our efforts have been focused on recovery.
The plant is still partially operational.
First unit coke batteries are still producing. The rest of the plant is stable.
Audio courtesy WTAE. I'm Jennifer King.
The stocks are higher, the Dow up 437 points, the NASDAQ adding 208. This is SRN News. Christian summer camps are ministering to kids in war-torn Ukraine. SRN's Michael Harrington with a report.
Officials with Mission Eurasia run the camps every year to give youngsters in the country and other places an opportunity to get away from their difficult lives and hear the gospel message. About 30,000 children from 14 nations are expected to participate before the end of the summer, and the vast majority will be from Ukraine. Spokesman Sergei Rakuba says, quote, "These camps are often the first time in months that children can feel safe, play freely, and hear a message of hope." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says it will pay the legal costs for Christians in Europe who have to go to court to secure their right to religious freedom. The legal fund will be made available to anyone in Europe who files suit against any authority over issues having to do with the free expression of religious faith. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Inflation was unchanged last month, while a measure of underlying inflation rose to its highest level in 5 months, as tariffs have raised the cost of some imported goods while gas and grocery prices cooled. The Labor Department says consumer prices rose 2.7% in July from 1 year earlier. President Trump has put his threat of a 145% tariff on China on hold for 3 months while trade talks continue. NVIDIA and AMD have agreed to share 15% of their revenue from chip sales to China with the U.S. government. The Trump administration halted the sale of advanced computer chips to China in April over national security concerns, but NVIDIA and AMD revealed in July that Washington would allow them to resume sales of chips that are used in AI development. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.